something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Happy Independence Day, Nigeria. This is Pastor Chris teaching, coming to you from Christ Embassy. Listen and be blessed.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. One more time, hallelujah. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You see, he's twisted. He wants to steal what others have labored for. He doesn't think about laboring. He wants to have what others have, but he can't think of the dignity of labor. Instead, he thinks of stealing. He takes the lives of others. He kills. He has no value for life. His mind is twisted. It's wrong. Many want a job where they can go to work without working. You understand that? They want money. They want to pay without working. They want to get something for nothing. Life was not planned that way. When you keep getting something for nothing, you will soon become nothing. Because it is something given to nothing. And since you are the receiver of something for nothing, who becomes the nothing? That's you. Something given to nothing. So you're answering a name. Nothing. There has to be a change. We've lost compassion because of this. I remember one day I was at the hospital to visit a few people who were sick and had been taken to the hospital. Now, while I was there, a man was rushed in a car in a pool of blood. Maybe he had been in an accident or had been attacked by robbers or something, I don't know. But then some of the workers from the hospital came out, including a doctor. They looked at him and asked for a certain amount of money first. And they all went back in without helping the man. They wanted the money first. A deposit should be paid first. But the man was dying. What is that? Wickedness. Wickedness. Hearts that have become callous. Bankers have become callous. They don't care what they take from you. As long as they make the money, you wake up and your money is gone. Many want extra money to do a job that they're already being paid for. You're supposed to sign a file, or sign a document rather, for someone. You are paid to do the job. That's why you're there. Now, you will not sign the document until the owner of the document gives some extra money. Corruption. Wickedness. How do you think you will end up? how do you think you'll end up? Wickedness. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin. He's telling you there's a payment for what you're doing. God's trying to tell you something. He's saying you're not going to get away with it. It may look nice now. You close from work, you're going home with extra money, which you got from extortion. You made them pay you the money. You believe it's your job. It's not your job. The one you got for the job was already paid by your employer. This is extortion. You will not sign until this fellow gives you extra money for it. What life are you living? You say everybody does it. But that's why there's trouble for everybody. Can't you see the country? Let me tell you something. Most of our political leaders, in fact all of them, travel to other countries. Many of them are educated. Ask yourself one question. Why can't they replicate in this country what they have seen in other nations? Why? Can I tell you why? It's a curse. It's the curse of sin. Because then they come back and they're suddenly blind. Bible says, because of your waywardness, you become blind. That means you cannot see. So they're like that, like they're blind. They see beautiful things, they cannot recognize them. Why can't you replicate in this country what you have seen outside? The money is available. We have the ability. It's the same problem all over Africa. Why can't they replicate in their countries what they have seen? Many of their leaders go to other nations all the time. It's not the fault of the leaders, it's all the people. God gives to every country the leadership it deserves. The leadership mirrors the character of the nation. If you want to know what your nation is like, who you are like as a nation, you can look at your leaders. They carry the soul of the country. And it's not their fault. Until we make a decision for a change. Are you still there? We have hospitals manned by businessmen, not doctors. The doctors themselves have become contractors. Something is wrong somewhere. A nation where everything is for sale. Don't you understand what I mean? Everything is for sale. We sell our services. So it has become a business. Whatever we do is for sale. Even our good money to someone is for sale. You know what I mean? When someone's telling you good money, good money, good money, if you don't respond with something, there'll be trouble. I said good money. Until you quickly say, yes, good money, take. Good morning for sale. There has to be a change. Otherwise, the time will come where children will demand payment from their parents to be called their children. Yes, that is what I'm trying to save you from. Because that is what is coming. Except for the change that we make from tonight. You find children who will divorce their parents. They're still young. And say, before I can say you're my father or you're my mother, they ask for it. You pay. Any nation where everything is for sale, conscience for sale, something is wrong. There are many of you here. The moment you repent tonight, your sickness will disappear. Yeah. It's the truth. There are two major sicknesses that are spreading. Stroke, diabetes. People don't know where they're getting diabetes from. They don't know where they're getting the stroke from. I can tell you. It is the sin in the nation. Take it from me. I'm speaking to you as a man of God. The sin in the nation is causing so many to have stroke. They wake up with stroke. There are many, many, many leaders today who will end up with stroke and diabetes because of the wickedness of the nation. Wickedness in our offices. Wickedness in our schools. Where lecturers punish students for not doing what they want them to do, that's outside the curriculum. So there are many of you who are going through some health problems right now, and it's because of the sin in our nation. The moment you agree to distance yourself from this type of life, you will be healed. A nation where we force others to embezzle public funds, where we elect officers into political office because they are our friends or they are our relatives, rather than their agenda, rather than their ideas. We don't even want to know what they plan to do. We don't even ask, what will you do for us as a nation when you get up there? We don't even ask. All we know is, he's my friend, he must win. That must change. Ask questions. We're not asking the right questions. And then at the end of the day, we say we don't know what happened to us. We say the elections were rigged. Elections will be rigged as long as you don't go to vote. If there are not sufficient people to vote, elections will always be rigged. If you appear to vote, it'll be difficult for anybody to rig the elections. Make sure you vote. Make sure you register. When it's time for registration, make sure you register. Otherwise, you are giving away, you are mortgaging your future by yourself. And you have yourself to blame. Democracy in Africa is a kind of plutocracy. It's wrong. There has to be a change. And, you know, it has become a monarchical plutocracy. We have to realize that we have a voice. Say amen.
Amen.
We have a voice. We're not frustrated. We can't just be quiet. Each one has a voice. But for your voice to be blessed by God, you must what? Stop wickedness. Tell somebody, stop what?
Wickedness.
Say it again. Stop what?
Wickedness.
Say, the wicked mind is a twisted mind. One more time. The wicked mind is a twisted mind. Yes. A twisted mind. A lady boarded an airplane from Lagos and went through Namibia to another country. I won't tell you where she finally landed. But here was what she did. She carried a baby. Dear Lord Jesus. A baby. As her baby. Throughout the journey. Finally, an air hostess said to her, "Madam, your baby doesn't want any food?" The baby slept throughout the journey. All those hours of flight, the baby was sleeping. Well, when they landed, the air hostess quickly reported what she had observed to the authorities, that there's a lady that's been in the plane. The baby didn't cry. The baby slept throughout. Didn't move. Please find out why the baby is that way. So they picked the woman and tried to find out what was wrong with the baby. Come to find, first and foremost, the baby was dead. And then they examined the baby. Inside the body of that baby, she had used that child to store drugs. A woman. I'm talking about the level of wickedness. How could a woman carry a baby stuffed with drugs? Twisted minds. It's important that each one of us will come to terms with reality and ask pertinent questions. Why am I here? Why am I living? What does God want me to do? What kind of life should I live? That's where you must begin. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, many of you are here to be blessed. You're here to be healed. You're here to fellowship with God. But you must lay aside every weight. You must lay aside everything that is not from God. Hallelujah. See, if you're wicked, your wickedness will frustrate the grace of God in your life. All right, write down the following. Let me run this part of it up for you. I said, what is wickedness? If you read in Genesis chapter 6, in verse 5, the Bible tells us that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. The Bible says, it repented God that he had made man. He says the wickedness of man was so great. It has happened before. The Bible tells us about the people of Sodom. He says they were so wicked before the Lord. And what did God do? He destroyed Sodom. Because the people were wicked. So we must stop the practice of wickedness. Wickedness is the departure from the rules of divine law. Wickedness is the practice of anything that destroys the happiness of another. I told you, consider other people first, not just yourself. Wickedness is the twisting of that which is right to fulfill personal desires that infringe on the rights of others. Wickedness is causing others distress while you derive fulfillment at their expense. When your ideas, when your actions cause sorrow, pain, and anguish to other people, you're wicked. And you know what the Bible says? There is no peace to the wicked. You cannot have peace. In the morning, you will wish it were night. In the night, you will wish it were morning. No peace, no joy, no satisfaction. Tonight, you're going to ask God to forgive you for your wickedness. Some of you work for others. You have so cheated those you work for. You have so stolen their money. Some of them don't even know how far you have gone in ruining their business. But every day you greet them as though you have done nothing wrong. Your conscience is unmoved. Wickedness. But you want God to bless you. The Bible says, break up your fallow ground, sow not among thorns. Hallelujah. There's some of you who are, you've become, you started as pickpockets. What we call pickpockets, you could take things from people while they're in the crowd. You've gone past that now. Now you hold something, either a gun or a fake or whatever it is, and you stop people with their cars and you rob them. That's wickedness. The reason this is going on is because nobody is telling you that you're doing the wrong thing. Because everybody is busy trying to make money. Parents are too busy to train their children to tell them what is right. The schools are too busy to teach on morals. The churches are too busy to talk to the people. Why are they fighting other churches? Too busy to be concerned. Too busy. Everybody's too busy to bring up the next generation, so the next generation doesn't know what is wrong. They think if you feel good about it, do it. It's wrong. And when you go in that way, there's a punishment for your life. What does that mean? It means your life is going to be a hard life. You're going to go the hard way. Because the Bible says God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. Who are the proud? The twisted. And when you're proud and twisted, you become wicked. And the Bible says God resists you. That means whatever you do, God will push you down and try to stop you from being happy and prosperous and successful and happy and joyful and fulfilled. Some of you, you know what I'm talking about. You have children who don't want to see you. They don't care about you. They don't want to see you. Why? Because they grew up in a life without training. You never taught them the right thing. And now they are facing a hard life. And at old age, you're trying to correct them. It's too late. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. You didn't do it. Many of you want God to bless your job. You want God to bless your business. You want God to bless your finances. But how can God bless finances that are based on lying and cheating and falsehood? You are working, but the job you got was based on a falsified result, fake certificate, but you're working. How can you be fulfilled? How can you have joy? How can you be happy? How can you prosper? There has to be a change. You say you want to travel to United Kingdom. You are faking your visa or faking documents to get a visa. How can you fake your documents? That's just the beginning. Tomorrow you will fake bank documents until you become a bank robber. Tell someone you cannot continue like that and be happy. You cannot continue like that and be happy. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be fulfilled? There is a better way. I said there is a better way. Treat others with love. Treat others with respect. Consider others before yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, you're going to pray. You're going to ask the Lord to forgive you your sins. Ask Him to forgive you of your wickedness. Tell Him to forgive you. Those whom you have hurt, people that you have hurt, people that you have punished unjustly, people you have mistreated, ask God to forgive you. Yes, and you must have forgiveness tonight. You see, Jesus wanted to heal somebody who was a paralytic. You know what Jesus said? He said, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Then he commanded him to be well. The man's sins were forgiven him first. Tonight, it is such a situation. Your sins will need to be forgiven first tonight. Are you ready? Okay. So stand up wherever you are now and pray. Ask God to forgive you your sins. Ask Him to forgive you. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord right now.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.